We would have the bucket of ice.
What's his personality like?
I'm raging erection!
Oh no!
Shotgun doing IT!
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Welcome everyone to our Sambuca special.
Ooh.
What?
I hate licorice.
It is not because we have those drinks with us. It's because it's so damn hot. It's like somebody struck a match and we are inside the Sambuca. We're still working at a distance. We're still doing the social distancing thing. And it may be especially valuable because if we were all squeezed into the same room without any fans going, it would be meltingly hot.
Yeah, we need our fans.
What is a Sambuca special? Why is this a special? Well, the people listening to this show since the beginning know that every time we finish two whole issues of the official handbook to the Marvel Universe, we stop and look back at those characters that have changed since then and look at their new looks since 1985 when the books came out, because the Marvel Universe of today is certainly not the same as it was back then. And there have been also intervening steps, including the 90s, the horrific 90s. And we like to look at those fashions as well. Where are they now is basically the concept, right?
I'm excited. We haven't done this in a while.
Well... It's always the same mile.
No, but I can't even remember last time.
That's because of the alcohol.
Well, we will revisit issues 5 and 6 in this episode. Not every entry, obviously. I had to pick and choose. And ultimately, I had to dismiss some characters that had new looks because I thought, well, nobody's going to remember them anyway. People like Glorian.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Exactly.
Is he the gay icon?
Is he?
I don't know.
Who knows? So, of course, all of these looks that we're going to look at today will be found at fireandwaterpodcast.com in our image gallery. So, in this case, you need a little more than the issue to find your way. So that's all at the website. Shall we get into it? It all starts with Goliath. He was, unsurprisingly, a knot.
Good choice.
The tan giant who fought the Avengers was one of the villains who took a new identity in Baron Zemo's fake hero group, the Thunderbolts. So we've seen this often. But as Atlas, which was his hero name, he actually started thinking about what he was doing and ultimately betrayed Zemo and became an actual hero. So this is Goliath's hero look.
That's just Marvel's version of...
Colossal Boy.
Yeah. Even the headset, everything.
I'm getting very Iron Man vibes.
Yeah.
On the face.
Does he have an A and an E on his chest?
I just see the A. Where's the E?
Just on the side. Yeah. Oh, it's because his hand is hiding it and it looks like an E, doesn't it? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's like the straps.
I don't enjoy this at all.
No?
I've been rewatching Community and I feel like this has like... muscular Jeff Winger vibes.
Yeah.
So I think it's the hair.
Not enough forehead.
The forehead is actually part of the problem for me. I don't really understand the gap.
Yeah, like commit. Is it a forehead piece? Is it not a forehead piece?
It does not bother me.
It's like a reverse mask. It hides everything except the face.
You know what does bother me? The vein going down the arm.
Oh,
gross.
Name.
Oh, God, I hadn't seen it. Oh, no.
Like, does anyone really love veins? I'm sure people do.
I mean...
I don't know who you are. I'm perplexed by that.
I feel like some people strive for veins.
They're useful for carrying blood from one part of the body to the other.
I just don't like them to be visible. They're just inside.
In moderation, like on hands or forearm, that's okay. But like if it's aggressive, that's just scary.
Hashtag veins in moderation.
ladies in like Renaissance or Victorian or whatever, I don't remember which one it was, but one of the time periods, they would draw veins on their bosom.
Yeah.
So that it would seem like their skin was translucent because pale skin was a beauty trait.
Yeah, I don't need to fake them. They're just
me neither. Me neither. I saw an episode once of Family Guy where the dog, whatever his name is.
Brian.
Yeah, he was at a bar looking at a girl and being like, oh, you have great boobs. You don't have like that big blue bulging vein that goes through. Like,
God.
Okay. Is that attacked. Terrible? Because I was not complexed about it, but now I am.
So you're saying that as Atlas, Goliath is not redeemed.
No. I mean, I like the look because I was a fan of Colossal Boy, but it's like carbon copy.
I feel like it's like kind of action figure-y. Like if you tell me like this was like a generic action figure that you could buy at like a store, it's not actually anyone. It's just how they imagined a hero to look like, kind of.
What
I feel like that would be it.
Yeah.
Also, his hair looks slick back, and I don't know how I feel about that one.
I think it's because it pulls from too many things. Like, it feels a little Transformer-y, a little Superman, a little Iron Man. It just feels like a big mishmash, where it's generic.
He didn't know what to do, so he just, like, I'll grab some of this, I'll grab some of that. We'll mix it all up. That's what he did.
Really stretchy materials, so whatever was
stretchy. He's part of the alphabet hero line.
Yeah.
Does that exist?
No.
It should.
Well, he's from A to E.
I will say, though, I like that guy with that Target shirt.
Oh, yeah, he's asking for it. What are the other guys, though? Are they aliens or something?
Yeah.
It looked like the mascot of Community. That's what I thought you were going to bring up.
The human being.
Oh, yeah, because like these two guys in the front look like normal people, and then those other people look horrifying.
Still not.
Let's look at Graviton.
Oh yeah, that guy.
No, Alberta's, that's not.
Alberta's big villain, who reminded Elise of her ex-husband. And there were differing opinions on this one, but mostly not. He was mostly a not.
What a shock.
I think the costume, I mean, the personality wasn't great, but the costume was a sticking point. So here's a later long-haired look that keeps but modernizes elements of the original design.
I'm torn.
Hello.
I am torn.
This is an improvement for me.
Go away. Go away. I can't get past the personality. I can't. No.
It looked just like Shotgun's boyfriend before he shaved his head.
I was going to say
that's why she's swooning.
I'm glad they relocated the red spots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
choice.
He looks younger, too. Less white hair.
Have you seen that butt?
Yeah, again, it looks like my boyfriend.
Yeah, that is some good butt, man.
He looks crazy, though. Doesn't he look crazy to you guys?
The eyebrows.
Yeah.
I can see past that for now.
He kind of looks like he really liked Nickelback a few years ago.
Or so.
That is very Nickelback, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It's good hair, though.
Just makes that worse.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's such good hair.
Like jealous of the hair.
Like he's in like shampoo commercial. He conditions that every day. Argan oil, deep conditioner. Like wowie.
Wow. Blowing the cape. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's definitely better, in my opinion.
That's such an improvement. It cannot even. I don't even want to see the last picture again.
Better or hot?
Hot. I would say hot.
Not.
I think hotter. I don't know if I want to say hot.
Yeah,
I'll say since sold, but hotter, lukewarm for me at least.
I remember that we liked his power as well. Like the personality, of course, was he's a villain, but it was fun to see that there was a Canadian with interesting powers, something different.
Mm-hmm. Now he's a Canadian with interesting powers, a good butt, and good hair. So,
I mean, what else do you want in life?
Exactly.
Redeemed.
Gypsy Moth.
Oh, yes.
She was a hot, so much so you felt it would take a major step up. I re-listened to the episode. It would take a major step up not to be disappointing.
Oh, no.
So this is like...
So we're going to be disappointed.
This is the one to beat, basically.
Like, why would you say that? If you're saying that, it's because it's horrible.
I'm not ready.
Well, I don't know. That's up to you. Eventually, she changed her name to Skeen.
Oh, there's a...
No, what? No.
Which
no.
is like... a length of thread, yeah.
Okay.
Skeen. To avoid, I guess, the racial slur in her name. Her new costume actually came with textile tendrils that she could manipulate with her psychokinetic powers. As you remember, she can mentally move textiles.
Textile tendrils sounds like something we would make up.
Well, look at that.
Oh, no.
Did they keep anything?
If I'm honest, this could be an entirely different person. I would have no idea. Have told me this is a new character and I've been like, yeah, that sounds about right. She feels completely different. I don't hate it, but it just doesn't feel like at all related to the character.
It feels like not only did they take away like the gypsy racial slur of it, they took away anything that's gypsy about it. Like, it's not... that vibe anymore.
Well, they took away the moss, for sure. Kind
of, yeah, also. They took away, we need wings.
They took away the moth and then included the goth.
You know, I feel like she's a girl in an early 2000s rap video.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about this image is the way this tentacles, whatever, textile tentacles or whatever you call them, are represented. That I enjoy. Yeah. Everything else?
And her right leg. Just the right one, not the left. There's silk on it, or the tendrils things.
Yeah, that goes within the rest. It's not the leg itself. It's that it's...
I don't mind the print on the pants.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't understand the boob physics.
Well, you know what?
Same place.
She can control fabric, though.
Now, that is something I'm on board with.
Yeah.
I think that's what's tall. Weird is that she kind of looks like mid-transformation.
She's like Sailor Moon getting her gloves.
Yeah, Sailor Moon halfway through.
Like a moth in a... Do moths go in cocoons? No. Do they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When was this from? I just feel like she has those really, really thin eyebrows that we had in the 2000s. Not a fan.
I don't like the face at all, especially the nose. Like, I think they did a terrible job to make it look like she even has one.
She looks like a cat.
It's so flat.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a snout.
How does the powers work? How do the tentacles work?
I guess it's like, imagine Elise knitting, but then her mind can shoot out the knits. The yarn. So.
And then does she, like, dress people? Like, what does
she do? Well, she can make whip out of fabric. Yeah.
Whips, tentacles. It's like an extension of the self.
Lasso. Yeah.
Classic tentacle porn right there.
Definitely that vibe.
No, that's not an improvement. I can't stop looking at her face and seeing a female Voldemort.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I can't even look at the face. I keep looking at the boobs. I'm like, my God, how do they stay?
At least there's that. Like, you look at the face and then you're like, and then you look a little bit lower and you're like, oh, okay.
But, like, the size of the waist compared to the size of the boobs is... absurd.
Also,
they're like two basketballs just like placed there.
She must have terrible back problems.
She does have those proportions in the original one, though, right? She's very thin with big boobs too.
She was more she was longer and leaner. The boobs weren't as round.
But I'm not sure when was the last time Elise played basketball. Those are handballs at most.
No. Softballs.
Bigger than softballs, but smaller than volleyballs.
If you look at where her handballs. Like if you look at where her like armpits and shoulders are, they look massive.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of her looks super delicate, and her shoulders are huge.
Those are swimmer shoulders. I used to have those 100%.
Well, how is she supposed to swim? She's a moth.
Not anymore.
She's a Skeen.
I don't like the name Skeen. Skeen sounds like a diagnosis.
I was today years old when I learned it's pronounced skein and not skein or whatever.
I think it's skein. I think I checked.
We'll live with it.
Condemned.
So Havoc.
Oh, yes.
Havoc. He got it hot, but also pretty risible. As you remember, he keeps it all in until it has to explode.
In other metaphors.
That's right.
And yes. So we'll do three other ensembles, but he's probably adopted almost a dozen specific costumes in his career. I think mutants, X-Men, and all that are real clothes, horses, just because the whole team had a uniform and then they switched teams and they changed the uniforms, and there are many for each mutant. So I picked three that are substantially different from one another, like this one from his time in X-Factor. It's very uniform based.
No,
he looks like someone else. Who does he look like?
Every other X-Men at the time.
Cyclops.
But it's the hair. It's the hair on the top.
Gambit.
Gambit.
Yeah, Gambit.
Looks like Gambit.
Yeah. The hair and the face thing that is not a reverse mask thing. Yeah.
And a jacket.
There's something
and
weird about the face.
Everything's weird.
What's going on?
It's because the outfit is black and he has this reverse mask thing that is also black. So it makes it look like it has this ape shaped face.
Oh yeah, maybe this is
looks like his face is incredibly angular and caved in.
Yeah, no, he's got like cheek pieces there,
like skull,
like that mask or whatever you want to call it, that open mask. It has like cheek pieces, or
it looks like a skull.
It looks like MC Hammer pants, but they're muscles, which is very disturbing.
I know it's the angle, but why did they choose to make him squat?
He's jumping.
No, but I disapprove. I think I like it.
Ugh, go away.
Amelie.
He's wearing a cool leather jacket, which is what I think I would do.
I do like the jacket.
Yeah.
I like that they added like this little ring on the jacket zipper. Such a strange little detail.
It's like a studded collar or quilted collar, and the hair is very JTT to me. And
I just noticed the thing that I don't like. I know it's not my show, but like the undershirt has a big X, but the jacket also has like a big button.
In case you don't know.
It's for when you take the jacket off, they still know.
Well, I would remove it from the jacket, is what I would say.
It's for when your girlfriend wears your jacket.
No, it's if he has the zipper up, it's still X-Men, takes the jacket off, still X-Men. But now the question, does he have an X on his underwear in case it gets to that point?
I don't understand all the colors. No. Like, why is there blues and reds, and is he under a police car? I don't like it.
Yeah, there is something
that's
like
light reflecting.
Well, here's another basic look. He had at one point it was like more like segmented armor kind of look, and at its best it looked like this.
No.
It's better.
No.
Is that a little mustache?
Oh, no.
No, probably not.
No.
No, it's his face. Okay, I see.
It does look like a tiny mustache, though. I love it.
I have a question. It's very Iron Man-y because of the centerpiece and the hands.
He deserves a center, right? I mean, like the original look had.
He deserves a center.
Well, Mike, that's what I don't like about the first look, the first new look you showed us, because there's no center to explode from. And that was the whole point.
I do like that sort of the glowy things do create the X, though. I like that.
Is it him that when he fuels up, like his suit changes color?
Yeah, it went whiter and whiter.
Clearly, and the other one didn't do that.
No, I mean, from this point on, I think they don't do that.
But how do we know he's going to explode or not?
Does it light up?
Well, here it looks lit up.
But maybe he's all ready to shoot.
Well, let's look at the third one. For more recent days, I believe he joined the Avengers with this ensemble. And I chose the pick specifically because it gives you the best look at his package. And I know that's
I was going
to
say,
that's important to you.
Shadows are pretty
great.
Thank
you, Mike.
There's a lot of emphasis.
Quarantine has not been nice to me, but this is... Can you send me that picture, please? Thank you. It's a very nice front angle. Like, very nice.
I like this better than the other versions just because it's a nice callback to the original design on the chest without being so obnoxious.
And the headset is less crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's the modern version of the first one, like the original one we saw.
Yeah.
Is this
but
like
sexy.
A, is this like a gritty remake? Because it looks like it's part of a gritty remake.
It's more modern. In other words, that it's more gritty.
The hip piece kind of highlights that angle muscle. Like, yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, and points.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm digging that, too.
It kind of feels like, you know, when artists make those redrawings of Disney princes? It's kind of like the glow-up Disney prince update.
Like, the gloves are a little weird, but I like that they're not starch white. There's, like, a gray tinge to it and matches the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I can live with that, but they do look like working gloves, like gardening gloves.
The middle ones are really meh, but this...
Questionable.
It's like he had, like, a really bad puberty period. He was like a cute kid, then a terrible puberty, and then he became this person.
I put that at the foot of my bed. You know, just drop it. I have that uniform on my floor. There you go.
So
sorry, guys. I'm very lonely. I live alone.
Still hot.
So Hawkeye, was he hot?
Yes.
And
Hawkeye?
Penis arrows.
So we got a few pictures for you. This is what he wears these days, or usually some variation thereof.
Ooh.
Oh,
I always forget
into it, except the hair. I don't really like the hair.
It's so...
The rest, I'm kind of there.
It's imagine, so 90s.
Just imagine it like dark brown or black hair and good to go. Yeah.
I don't like that shade of purple.
Take Graviton's hair and put it on that. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it on paint.
I don't like the glasses, but the rest is fine. It also kind of looks, minus the purple, it kind of looks like what
Jeremy
actor
Renner.
Wears in the movies. It's pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know about the purple glasses. I feel like that's a little like whimsical somehow.
It feels like he's ready to go swim.
They're a little pointy. I think to match the mask from original.
The mask.
Yeah. They do look like Speedo glasses.
Yeah.
It feels a little early 2000 to me.
Which is better?
I don't know.
I mean, the new one, I guess.
I like both.
Physically, the new one is sexier overall. But I feel like he would be a lifeguard. But those douche lifeguards I used to work with that know they're hot.
I'd say, though, he has enough arrows.
Does he, though?
He feels like a character in Totally Spies.
Wait.
Yes! I don't know if I like the knee pads. They kind of look like there's like separates that he put on it, but it kind of comes across a little like rollerblader-y.
I think there was a move in the 2000s. Like the 90s were like these gritty pouches and open masks and like fashion accessories. You don't know what the point of them is. And then in the 2000s, because of the movies, I think, the influence of the movies, there was a push to make costumes more functional, look more like something you would wear in real life. And in real life, you would have knee pads and...
Yeah, he needs to kneel to shoot arrows more accurately. Oh.
Yeah, no.
Please tell me that he runs and then slides on his knees and shoots arrows.
I believe I've seen this.
Yes.
I don't like the sole of his shoes.
It's very bad shoe. I can't figure out his shoe. It looks like his ankle's broken or something.
He can't fly like all the others, so he needs Skechers, okay?
Well, for a while.
Fly?
For a while, and you saw it in the movie, he took on the identity of Ronin using all his weapon skills, not just the bow, but here he is. I found a pic where he does use the bow. But as Ronin, he could use any weapon.
That's not Hawkeye.
No.
Like, if I'm honest, like, that's not Hawkeye to me. That could be a Ninja Turtle.
It looks like it. I like the little kimono, though. But yeah, I agree. It's not Hawkeye at all.
I feel like his chest and his shoulders are way wider.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like the same person. I like the costume. It just... Like, I love the green. I love the gold around the green and the little, like, filigrees on top of the shin pads. It's all good. But it's not the same person. And I know he assumed the identity of whatever, but I don't disconnect.
I feel like the like on the legs and the arms kind of remind me of bamboo.
And thirdly, I wanted to show the current Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, the sassy teenager Hawkeye trained to replace or supplement him. So this there are really two Hawkeyes in action, and this one's Kate Bishop.
Does she need the Starbucks cup?
Yes. Yes, it's to hold her arrow.
Yeah, for, I thought it was like, who shot her coffee?
It's an optical illusion.
This to me is like how you do sunglasses in purple, right? Like this looks way better than the other sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
I even love the headband. Like every part of it I love. There's details, the gloves.
I'm sure about the shoulder.
Oh. Yeah.
When we're talking about like costumes that we should do, Emily should do this one.
Yeah. I'm just gonna screenshot this.
I guess I have to send a lot of pictures to to private collections later. Okay.
Like I understand why there's one arm naked and the other one's covered because of the arrow and everything for protection. I just don't understand why there's this one shoulder out.
No, the other one is probably out too.
I mean, it is, obviously, because it's like a half tank top. But why the shoulder?
When
both shoulders were in.
What, did this start like a couple years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago.
And okay, then that's your answer, Shotgun, because there this was trendy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's less so now, I think, but the open shoulder thing was trendy, so here we are.
And I don't
like
hate
the
it.
Open shoulder. I think it's sexy.
I think it gives
a
balance.
And all the straps. So many straps.
There's a lot of straps.
I think it gives a balance of one arm is fully bare, one arm is fully, like, closed, but you still have that shoulder that cuts it off a bit. I like it.
I usually don't like asymmetrical sleeves, but I actually really like this.
Well, it has a purpose. That makes a difference as well.
I like her proportions too.
She's not too slim. She's gorgeous. She's not too voluptuous. And she's,
I still have an issue with the cup though. It's like, look, I'm just like you. I'm a cool teen. Shut up. Why does she need to, does she bring her coffee on missions?
No, she's on her lunch break.
Why is her name spelled correctly? It is not accurate.
Also, doesn't she have like a secret identity of some kind? Like she's standing there in her costume with Kate?
Maybe she doesn't really care about that. I don't remember her caring too much about it.
I mean, there's a lot of Kates out there.
I guess. But I do feel like it sort of like makes her seem a little flighty, like a little bit like, I'm such a basic bitch with my Starbucks. I feel like that kind of that vibe, and I don't feel like it works with the character as portrayed.
Replace the bow with a yoga mat? Definitely.
I feel like everyone should do yoga in that outfit.
Still hot.
Damon Hellstrom, a.k.a. the son of Satan.
Yes.
He was a hot, and one of the reasons Marvel sidelined the son of Satan was, I guess, the word Satan. And I mean, in the 70s, they were doing horror comics a lot, so it made sense. And then they went, well, maybe we can't really, maybe we're too wholesome a company to do that. So proof of that is that they rebranded him as Hellstorm, complete with a more superhero standard costume.
Where's the rest of his staff?
Yeah,
what is that salad fork doing there?
That's a salad trident.
I feel like it should be retractable. Like you could just like swoosh it together and pull it out.
Like really, what's the point of having it? Isn't that a weapon you throw?
It should be at least long enough that you can like fix a fire. Like it would burn your hand.
I mean, that's basically a
They just look how proud he is of it.
He's like, I got this thing. Look at this thing.
They completely PG-13'd him.
Yeah, even the bulge.
I hate it.
Yeah, they removed the bulge.
And look at
Holy
that bulge.
Holy shit! Sorry, guys, I wasn't there for this episode. That is a bulge!
Yeah, it is.
This feels like the Halloween costume for a kid version.
Yeah, the Walmart one.
Yeah.
I don't like the logo on his chest. Like, I feel like he's holding the pitchfork just to be like, you see, the logo is supposed to look like a this thing, you see? Like, it's...
I do like the tiny skulls that are holding the cape up, though. That I would awesome. Like to have myself.
It didn't last too long. They soon stripped him down to the essentials. Black jeans, naked chest, the trident is the right size.
I'm just going to repeat myself, but this is also Jeff Winger. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. True, though.
I feel like he lost a lot of weight and not in the right places.
Yeah, no.
Like,
yeah,
his waist is so small.
Yeah, it's weird a little.
90s grunge.
This feels like it came straight out of Supernatural, the show Supernatural. Like, this is that vibe 100% to me. Is this why they did this?
It kind of feels like the first version rules hell, and this one is like a cult leader that thinks he's way more than he is.
Yeah, because there's something like I'm in a band about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe it's the way he holds the tridents. It's like, look at this. It doubles as a guitar.
I think it's the shirtlessness. It's very concert, I feel.
Yeah, and it looks like he used to be a rock star. Well, he probably still is a rock star, but now he's 67. Kind of saggy.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't like the body. Like, I don't want to be an offense to whoever drew this, but it looks badly drawn.
It just looks so caved in. It's very odd.
It's caved in, and the proportions are weird. Like,
yeah, there's just four abs.
Always train your lower abs, guys.
Four abs is more than I have, so
honestly, my favorite thing about this picture is the black in the background. I'm like, oh, that's a cool effect.
Yeah.
Like, wait, is he on fire?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
And I even find the fire not well drawn.
No, like, the fire is so, lame.
Like, it looks like a sketch. Like a sketch of a fire that you were going to make better, but you didn't.
Yeah, it's like those exercises where you take 20 minutes to draw something, and then you take 2 minutes, and then 20 seconds, whatever. Seconds. Yeah, this is like the in-between one.
Oh, I hate it.
I think what I don't like about the drawing is I feel like someone drew like the upper body, but then realized there wasn't enough room to draw like the lower body, and sort of like, it kind of feels like the pants aren't like the right length for the torso.
Yep,
the legs are too short.
I do like the tattoo on the chest, though. I'm glad that got brought back.
I like it better on the first one.
It's more subtle.
But well, it's because etched in the skin.
Yeah, it's because this one is healed. This one has just been made. It's still on fire.
must smell yucky.
I hate how you can tell by the pants that he has absolutely no ass.
Right? Yeah.
And even the bulge is like kind of like lacking.
No. Mm-hmm. This guy has a flat bum. I'm uninspired by him.
Condemned.
Well, Damon was married to Patsy Walker Hellstrom, Hellcat, who you called hot, but you did acknowledge that she had costume problems. Part of it was the drawing itself, because she still wears that costume, yellow and blue, even today. But they did give her a blue and yellow one. Instead of yellow and blue, it's blue and yellow for a bit. And I thought it was worth a look, since the outfit was the reason you couldn't give Patsy your full-throated hot.
Whoa! Oh.
The claws, foot, no!
Yeah, she had that before, didn't she?
Yeah, maybe not in the picture, but in the picture she had boots, but we did see other pictures of her on the page that had the claws.
Pointy boobs.
Bullet bras coming back.
The way the hair is sort of cut off, I thought she was wearing a top hat.
What?
like a side top hat.
Defying physics.
And like her from the neck up.
I think I like most of it, except the sash. Like, get that off. It's ugly.
It's very thin.
It's not doing anything.
Underwhelming.
I prefer this sash over the original sash, though. That one looks kind of sloppy.
Yeah, it sits at a better place on her body.
Mm-hmm. Depends what you want to highlight.
I am team no sash.
It just feels dangerous to wear a sash.
It's like capes.
No capes.
She's Hellcat. She needs something to entertain herself. So, you know, when she's not battling, she's like...
What about that mask?
Yeah, I was going to say. I feel like it's kind of insecty.
Yeah, it's like beetle. It makes me think of beetle.
Oh, I see cat.
Yeah, I see cat too. I see cat.
Hey, she has mustaches.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like Where are they stuff. Coming from?
Her nose.
It must be the mask.
Is it the mask?
The mask would have whiskers coming down the face, like from underneath.
I kind of wish they were actually on her face.
I think they are those feet actually on her feet? Because if so, she might have whiskers.
It's the boot. She's a normal person underneath.
Well, I mean, married to a demon hell person.
That must have been quite the ceremony. Like one of those themed wedding you see on Four Weddings on TLC. And then the other three are like, I'm sorry, a wedding should be all white.
I just don't think there should be so much fire.
I watched Four Weddings today with my mom.
And was there one themed wedding?
Yes.
Of course. It's necessary.
And were the other three really bitchy about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Did one person wear sneakers? With the wedding dress?
Cowboy boots.
Ah! There's always a weird footwear one.
And this might have been it?
Yeah.
Weird footwear one.
I don't know. I actually like this way better than the first one. But maybe
I think
only
I
one?
Do too. No, I think I agree.
I like that it's black and yellow. I find it's more mysterious. It's more cat-like. Like cat of the night.
Still hot.
Hulk!
Oh! Hulk. Oh, no.
Hulk actually got a hot. Not this picture, but the, you know, you've seen other images of the Hulk.
It was Banner that received a hot.
Well, I listened to it. Hulk got a hot. Banner got a hotter.
That makes sense.
And the Hulk has had a lot of permutations over the years, but here are a couple of important ones. Not long after that issue of Marvel Universe Deluxe, he reverted to the original, smarter, gray Hulk. Gray, mean version of the Hulk. And he became a leg breaker in Vegas known as Joe Fixit. Every night, the Hulk would come out and he kept Banner repressed by taking sleeping pills and knocking himself out during the day. People didn't know Mr. Fixit was the Hulk, just thought he was a different guy. And he even had a girlfriend during this time, so a full life.
Oh.
Whoa.
I gotta appreciate that he's yelling bikers or wimps, though. That is funny to me.
I do not like this.
It's very looks like zombie. Frankenstein's monster.
I don't like the gray. It's not a good look.
I don't like that suit.
I don't like that tie. What happened to the bottom of it?
I think it's tucked under?
No.
Oh, that's strange. Is it sort of like that pinky purpley colored to just sort of
callback
like suggest those underwear?
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, I guess so.
Why does Hulk have purple or pink underwear?
It's purple. It's not pink, but it's purple.
Purple and green.
Purple and green are complementary colors in comics. You've seen many green and purple characters. That's just because they play off one another.
But, like, I wonder if there was a moment where they said, oh, let's not give him purple panties. That's not manly. And then someone was like, yeah, yeah, they're complementary colors. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I don't know. But as the Gray Hulk, he wore blue instead.
Yeah, because that would be a bit boring.
The purple didn't play so well with the gray.
I'm, like, cringing so much that I have face twitch right now.
Oh my.
Oh my god.
Even with
I
the
wish you could
hat,
see my
look
face.
At the hat.
Okay, the hat.
Okay, that's cool. Better. The fedora.
I wish he was wearing the little hat.
It's like Detective
you look at the suit, and he was a little bit of a dandy as Mr. Fixit, you know?
More fedoras.
Very, very well dressed for hulking monster.
When is this set? Like, is he like the Hulk in the 30s? Is that why he's like.
Vegas in the 80s? But yeah, that's the look he was going for.
You remember the roaring 20s, now the hulking 30s.
Another interesting era for the Hulk was when Banner built an armor that could force the Hulk to come out by stimulating his heart rate or calm down at a predetermined time. Banner basically let S.H.I.E.L.D. use the Hulk as a weapon this way in exchange for unlimited scientific resources. That's the armor that the Hulk wore.
I really want to press the button on his shoulder.
Oh my yes. I read that as a pimple.
Like, this actually looks like Mark Ruffalo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's something very uncanny valley about his face.
Wait, is there a button on his crotch?
It looks like it.
No, no. No.
No, it's on the crotch.
On the pelvis.
Crotch.
I like the fingerless gloves. I think it looks cool.
But like they're extra fingerless. Like it's not like cut off at the palm. It's like at the last knuckle.
I like the texture that's like in the palm and around like the pieces that aren't hard armor. I like that.
It looks knit.
It looks like muscles, like yeah. Fascia or something.
Muscle fibers, yeah.
Yeah, it's fibrous.
I hate it, though.
I think the suit is a little too, like, video game-y.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of the name of that game.
Mega Man?
It's kind of Master Chief-y.
Yes, that's the game I mean. I just can't think of the name of
yeah.
Halo. It's a little Halo feeling to me.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Like, if you had a helmet, you could easily have told me, like, oh, that's a Halo character.
How does the suit make him go soft again?
It injects him with...
That is a sentence.
It tells him the sun's
coming... I didn't say limp!
There's a radio in it, and you hear Black Widow telling him the sun's coming down. No, I guess it's just tied into his biometrics, and it sort of gasses him.
Because I really like that he had to like hug a puppy or pet a rabbit.
He doesn't go soft, though. He just unhulks.
Still has a raging soft. Erection.
I'm going to call it that now. Unhulk.
Is that why
rock this... hard the whole time.
Raging erection. When you put those two together, that's a thought.
But it's Hulk. That's his secret. He's always angry.
So you're saying there's no improving on the original rampaging Hulk?
Not I just feel like this hides him too much.
This is the best face, I think, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The design is better than
the other ones.
I don't hate it. I miss the puppies and bunnies.
Is that why there's mesh in his costume so he can sort of like grow and then shrink again?
Makes sense.
That is kind of cool, though.
I miss the underwear. Just plain underwear.
I'm sure he has underwear under.
I know, but wear. I just want to see the underwear.
Underwear, Elise!
I just need to say underwear.
Condemned.
Hydro Man.
Oh, that's no! Poor guy. Oh, no.
It's our friend Waterboy.
He was a knot. Best remembered for the floating sack of sperm conversation.
It's a raging erections side gig. Yeah.
My question was, I wondered if you ever wore an actual costume. And I did find one. So this is what it looked like.
Whoa.
Raging water.
No. You know what this reminds me of? So when I worked as a lifeguard, we had a water pad with jets and stuff, and kids would always stand on top of the water pad so the jets would go between their legs. I feel like it's this, but with a fire hydrant. It's like a huge fire yeah. hydrant, and he's a big superhero that's just like standing over the fire hydrant because it creates interesting sensations in his body.
He's discovering himself, and he's let him have it.
It was
Look at
always
his face.
The most.
Clearly, he's having fun.
It was the most uncomfortable thing, I swear, but every day kids would go over those jets and just experiment.
Good God.
I like the two characters in the back on the sidewalk. They look like if they just saw the camera and they're like, oh shit! And the rest of
it's weird, right? This is weird.
It is very weird.
Who does he look like? He looks like someone.
Jason Segel.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Yeah.
Like a really mad Jason
like
Segel.
A mad Jason Segel with huge fists.
Yeah.
I think what I find a bit boring with this is this kind of feels like how you would draw the Sandman.
Just yeah.
With slightly different texture.
Why is his face not water?
He's just transformed the bottom of his body.
Can you do that?
And the original picture, you complained that he wasn't wet enough.
We certainly weren't wet enough.
Too wet.
You know what I like about what makes me laugh? It's like the little window on his chest. I feel like I'd see water swishing over there.
Like in a aquarium?
Yeah, like you're in a cruise ship or something. You got a really shitty cabin.
I wish it was just like a fish swimming by.
Oh, yes.
Or a laundry machine.
Can he have a fish best friend?
That lives in his chest?
Yeah. It's a porthole was the word you were looking for.
Oh, I don't know that word, so I don't think I was looking for it.
I like to think it's a laundry.
You're totally right, Josie. It does look like a washer. Yeah. You just want to put clothes in there.
That is definitely not the gentle cycle. Could you imagine if you're going to sleep with someone and you're like, would you like the gentle cycle?
Oh, God. Oh dear God.
I can take care of your delicates.
I should try that next time.
Still not.
Okay, Iceman.
Oh, no.
Iceman was a knot. Mm. So he's another mutant. He's had 15 to 20 looks. I've picked a few of note. Here's the inevitable uniform slash jacket combo.
No.
I'm a fan of trench coats, so yeah, but also too many X's.
You see, I think it has potential. Take off that jacket.
I think I like it more.
I don't like the boots.
I don't like the logo. The logo seems too big on the jacket.
Yeah, it's the shoulder. Yes. That one is the really like too thing. Much on those.
I like his face, though. Yeah. I like the icy face hair thing.
Yeah, I like that, too. That's cool.
I think that's why I want the jacket off. Like the blue in the suit and the cool face looks good together. And then the purple's just meh.
Yeah, and then the red of the logo and the yellow and the black, and it's too much.
Yeah.
The boots are atrocious, though.
Mm.
Stop it.
And it looks like not the same boots. Size.
Why is the X lower?
It's not lower, it's bigger.
Why?
Looks like cowboy boots, too.
Or like he has those like leg warmers.
Dancing Iceman.
This is what I'm going to call his skater phase. Cargo
Where
pants.
Is his shirt?
It's cargo pants and sneakers, and you'll note his iced up look was more craggy and became more and more craggy like that, and less like a transparent crystal man. It had like icicles.
I would like it with a shirt.
Freeze Miser.
Yeah.
He looks like a skater, but who's 42 and shouldn't be skating anymore.
Yeah.
And just didn't grow out of it.
And done too many drugs.
And just like treated his body like shit.
He does have that, like, I stole someone else's clothes and I put it on, but I'm not supposed to wear clothes kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, like someone who, like, grew up in the wild or something.
Also, like, tie your fucking shoes. You're not an animal.
I just want him to have a shirt. Like, I see people in the street, like, while driving, put a fucking shirt. It's not that hot. Decency, people. Decency.
Does he have, like, a bunch of, like, skater-type catchphrases? Like, does he do, like...
Of course he does.
Gnarly.
Tubular. But whatever the ice version of that is. I like the shoulders, though. The shoulders are cool. And the hair.
Here's the current look. Short-sleeved wetsuit with a big red X on it.
Okay, it looks like he's wearing a woman's bathing suit.
I was going to say, that's a really cute bathing suit.
Yeah.
But I like the face look and the hair. It looks like that person who used to look like a bum, but now has grown up and bloomed up.
I like the short sleeve on it. We don't see a short sleeve often. We see like tank tops, but not...
Or long sleeves.
Yeah, we don't see like a t-shirt length sleeve. So that's nice. I like it.
I feel like the red is better integrated, but it is kind of a weird pattern. It is very bathing suit-y, the red.
I think I appreciate the, like, smoothness again, but with having, like, the spikiness of the hair. So we can still keep, like, some of that, but maybe not all over because it's a little off-putting.
It shows the two qualities of ice. It can be smooth or it can be super sharp.
I think I wish the red on the suit were blue.
Wouldn't that be too much blue, though?
But no. I just feel like it's too wetsuit, and that's not his gig.
But if you were going to swim in icy waters, it's a good idea to wear a wetsuit. Yeah. That's just a fact.
But maybe, like, yellow could work better. I don't know, just not red.
Yeah, because yellow and purple are sort of historically in his color palette, so...
Yeah.
Does he never have eyes?
It's ice.
When he's
ice
iced up...
Ice don't have eyes.
Well, look, he's got eyes in the original picture.
Just one, though.
Yeah, well, it's like he's winking.
Ladies.
I've got chiseled features.
So did this character bloom or did he fade?
It's better. It's not still not a hot for me, but it's better.
Skater Boy is funny and I like it, but I don't think it's... I feel like he should be a villain in that
form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a good guy. I like this one. This one looks like he could hack my computer, and that's cool.
Yeah, remove the trench coat, and then to me, it just looks like a plumber or an electrician. Like, with the trench coat, yeah, that's fine.
But a really cool plumber or electrician.
I like the workman outfit. It appeals to me. I like a man in a working man's uniform.
A boiler suit.
Yeah. I don't know why I find that attractive. I just do.
Redeemed.
Invisible Woman was a hot. So while the Fantastic Four uniforms kind of look all the same, listeners really, really, really wanted me to show you some of her, let's call them sexier outfits.
Oh, no.
Including,
really? Like, why?
We need to get rid of that hair, but...
But everyone's in love with her, right?
That's if you're not showing me lingerie, then boo.
Well, I think that for comedy value, this thing from the 90s.
No.
Everyone listening now knows what I mean. They don't need to look at the picture. They know I mean this.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Was she in a Britney Spears video? The cutout of the four over the cleavage is genius, and I love it.
That is great. What I think people think. Is stupid.
It's the best part.
I think it's
part.
So funny.
It's so the best funny. Part of this.
There is no good part of this, including that four.
I mean, it does not match her personality at all. But, like, no. Nothing is less sexy than a four. But,
but like, even in terms of numbers, like, a number four is not, like, a sexy number.
No!
It's not, like, curvy. It's just, like, a bunch of angles. It's
a strange
ridiculous.
Boob window.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, you know, is she wearing this at a cocktail party? What's going on?
Yeah, she's drinking champagne.
You know,
and
those.
She's pissed.
You know those superhero cocktail parties? You see Elastic Person on the right, just a random arm.
What's her husband?
What are the blue bands around the legs and arms for?
Chafing.
Modesty.
Jesus. Chafing, the I hair, think is the right answer. You're right, Emily.
The hair is very like Meg Ryan in the 90s.
Yeah, I like it. Like. Yes.
It's better than the mullet.
I mean, anything's better than the mullet, really.
I mean, a rat tail isn't, but we're not there.
I have to talk about the neck part of it. Like, it's like wearing a turtleneck, but a sleeveless turtleneck.
How does it stay in place on the shoulders?
It's very strange.
Double-sided tape.
Yes, of course, but why would you do that to yourself?
It reminds me of a nun's habit.
Ah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just a tiny part of it.
Again, for modesty. Especially with how high the like the bottom is cut, like it's you need to wax to wear this.
Oh yes, oh, she waxed.
Like in my mind, it reminds me of those exercise videos of like with little weights and like headbands.
Yeah, super
jazzercising.
Yeah, super 80s. Just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
The other look they wanted us to cover is when she was brainwashed by the Psycho Man. Acting as the new hate monger to be a masked villain called Malice. This was kind of the proof that she was the most powerful member of the FF because she easily took down the rest of the team. But this is the costume.
No.
Excuse me?
I would cross the street. Walk on the other side.
I love that cape, though. It's a good cape.
Yeah, I like the holes in it. Nice.
I like how wide it is.
I like
wide.
That.
Well, it's like, for modesty.
I know we've like seen a lot of skimpy outfits, but this feels the most pornish out of the things that I remember recently.
Yeah,
this is very porny.
And I don't like that they made her porny.
No,
she's like I feel like she's such a real woman and is a badass at doing typically women role or whatever. And I just feel like this is a cheap way to give men their fantasy. No good.
It's I just don't get it. It feels like I look at the body.
Well, obviously,
and
she didn't pick it. You know, she was brainwashed by a villain.
No.
A side villain.
And obviously.
And also a masked villain so that the others didn't know it was her.
Yeah, obviously. But there's an artist and a writer who picked this.
It's the same person. John Byrne was both writing and drawing.
This person created a fanfic that ended up being a real product.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Like, honestly, I think, like, if you would just put all the cutouts material, I would already be like, this is a bit better. Like, yeah. It's a cutout of the boobs, of the underboobs, and then her tummy. Does she have a belly button ring?
The front flap. Does she have, like, is she wearing underwear, or is she, like, flowing free with a flap?
That she's just flowing free. She's just free balling it.
It looks free like vagining
it. She's free vaginate.
There's no way she's wearing, I mean, I guess it's possible that she'd be wearing some form of underwear, but, like, let's be real, she really isn't.
You're, like, 5 centimeters from a vagina.
That's insane. This, like, is really upsetting to me, actually.
What I don't understand is, when I look at her, she looks like she's 70.
Yeah!
She looks old. I mean, maybe it's the lack of hair?
I think it's the dark tan, also.
The neck! Like, it feels like it's low.
Yeah.
You know, actually, this outfit is not all that different from the moth person.
I agree with you, but I do feel like this is more, like, sexually explicit feeling, somehow, even though it's similar.
It's BDSM for sure, but, well,
yeah, it's the what they spikiness. Want to think is. It's the raw edges that I think are more animalistic and vulgar.
That's fine, but it just feels really weird here. Like, this doesn't feel right for her. And no, I understand she was a villain and brainwashed, blah, 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 but it seems like such a weird departure.
To me, it feels like the writers realized that people were in love with her and then were like, you know what, we're going to run with that.
Fan servicing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I don't like about it is the fact that she's brainwashed. So there's something like, if she wanted to dress like that and she just, like, that's who she is and she was, like, all on board, I feel like I would be more cool with that. But being brainwashed into dressing in a very fetishized way, there's something that just kind of doesn't sit well with me.
It's very Princess Leia.
Yeah.
It feels like they're exploiting her body, essentially.
Yeah,
I think,
like, whoever's brainwashing her.
Yeah, whether it's the hate monger or Psycho Man or John Byrne. but let's cleanse the palette.
Okay,
here's a more modern look for Sue Storm when the FF were wearing white.
Oh,
I like that.
That's beautiful. This is much better.
Oh,
I love
night
it.
And day. This at least feels like it could be the same character.
Yeah.
She is standing in a very strange position, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs a posture corrector in her suit.
I find it kind of interesting that she actually seems to kind of have, like, a hip dip in this, which I feel is, like, not something that we see, but is, like, really common on bodies, but we don't see them, like, drawn ever. And I think that's probably not actually the case. It's probably just the way she's drawn here.
What is a hip dip?
Yeah, I was going to say we need to explain that for men who don't know what a hip dip is.
Basically, like, sometimes, like, the way your bones, where, like, your hips connect, you can have, like, an inward dip, so it's not, like, a straight curve. There's a bit of an inward dip. So if you see here, like, where, like, her pelvis and her hips connect, there's kind of, like, an inward before going back out shape. It's kind of like a violin, like, shape is what a hip dip is. And, like, not everyone has it. It just depends on the way your bones are, basically, the way they positioned. But I feel it's interesting that they, like I said, it's probably just this shot. But I do appreciate that because it's a little more representation.
She's got a reasonable size chest also.
But she looks like she's ready to squat to pee.
Bear down.
Position is so weird.
Bear down.
You see, I see it as like she landed and she's like, oh,
she's falling behind.
She's braced.
I think it's partially because we don't see her feet, like the contextualized position.
Yeah.
But definitely. I love her hair. Her hair is great.
Mm-hmm. That is good middle-aged hair.
Still hot.
Want to do some Iron Man?
Okay.
Oh. Are we going to the gym?
So Iron Man was hot no matter who was in the armor. Rhodey was in the classic Iron Man armor, which is on the right here. And Tony was in the silver Sentinel armor of the time, of the 80s, on the left here. Now, you know, it puts the X-Men to shame. There are upwards of 60 different Iron Man armors.
My God.
About this point, he started to have, like, special mission armors and do a lot more armors. So from his inception to the 80s, there were very few armors, and then they just, like, he had one every week.
The closet space for that.
Well, he's very rich. So I'm not going to show you the 60, obviously the 60 some. But
just speed through, just like quickly go through all of them.
So in the 90s, they became more and more inspired by anime, I think.
I don't like the abs.
What is that crotch?
Like the feet are so delicate.
And the legs look tentacly.
Yeah, it's like wires.
Yeah.
Too much. There's too much happening. Yeah. Like, my eyes don't know where to settle.
Like, does he have wings?
Cats are huge.
So this is not a popular model.
There's too much. There's something a little, like, veiny about the wires in the bare spots.
It feels wormy to me.
It kind of looks like those graphics, like, of, like, human bodies when you remove the skin and you have, like, just muscles or just, like, veins.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
I think it looks like those machines in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Tentacles. Ugh, gross.
In the 2000s, as the movies came out, the armors started looking sleeker and really more like their MCU counterparts.
Classic.
Yeah. This just looks like the MCU version, but drawn, which, I mean, is a version I like.
So is it better than the originals?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
It looks less silly. Like, the first one, ultimately, it does look a little silly just because it's so boxy and a bit weird. And, like, I think the robot head is sillier somehow, even though I know it's not that different. But it feels silly. I think it's the mouth.
Yeah, it feels
less silly.
It feels like a too quick drawing of a robot-y kind of face with the other ones. This one's a lot sleeker.
Wait a second. Does he have, like, hip? Laser? Like, can you do a hip thrust and then pow?
I think those are like energy pods, because in the original they were like, had these pods, I guess, on the belt or on each side of the hip, and those were like spare energy or something. So that looks like an evolution of that, because it's also got it's the same circle as he has in his chest, so maybe it's another, you know, power generator.
Yeah, but he can shoot from his chest. That would be dangerous if he starts, like, dancing or something.
You can dance fight, though, and that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, in movies, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, not in the real world.
Tony has probably taken some dance classes. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And since the 80s, Tony Stark had been using a lot of different armors, like I said, for different missions. Like, he had a stealth armor. He had a long-range travel armor. He had aquatic armor. He had that Hulk Buster that's in the movies. And at one point, he decided to make an armor that had all the capabilities in one.
Oh, God,
and this is called the Prime Armor, and it could change its configuration to make gun arms or Hulkbuster physique or whatever it needed.
Where did his butt and hips go?
Yeah, this is not great.
No.
This feels like, once again, a Halloween costume.
You know what this looks like? It's like you asked me to draw Iron Man out of memory.
Yeah.
And I just, like, tried to remember what it looked like. I would end up with this.
Yeah, because mostly it's accurate, but some of the details seem wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stomach feels too, like, bug-like to me.
It feels kind of long.
And I don't like that the chest piece is not round.
I mean, it's a technically weird shape. In the movies, they go to triangles as well, but
it's a weird shape here, though, and it seems too small for the chest.
Well, the posture is terrible. Like, the perspective is all wrong.
I feel like this is too small for something that can change into, like, a million things.
Yeah, it's too sleek.
Where do you put it all?
Nanites. I didn't forget Rhodey, by the way. We discussed he became War Machine, and here was that look.
I don't know why I find this cute, but I find it cute in a way.
I don't hate this.
I don't hate it. It's just, like, I could go without the constant ridiculous guns.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's a little much.
I feel like those guns is how I imagine, like, America.
Yes.
Is the silver bit, like actually metal, or?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, because it's very defined on the side of his torso.
This is how I prefer metal as opposed to that weird lined, like, leg armor thing.
You can tell that it's reflective and shiny and metal.
I like the black and whiteness of it.
I like to think, like, the legs are, like, silver and everything else is, like, chrome. Like, dark chrome. I like it a lot.
And I feel like the face is a callback to the more, like, the original suits without it seeming silly, like the mouth. Yeah.
And finally, in the 80s, there was a miniseries starring Machine Man, a robot hero, we'll see him later, taking place in the far future of 2020.
Why?
Where is he? We need him right now. It would seem appropriate.
The Iron Man of, this was like a cyberpunk 2020, like 35 years in the future for us at the time. The Iron Man of 2020, Arno Stark, was Tony's evil nephew, was the Iron Man of that era. A lot of our listeners asked me to show you Iron Man 2020 because in the years before Iron Man changed armors twice a week, we thought he'd look really cool. It was like one of the first alternative armors that we'd seen.
I like it.
So why is this supposed to be cool, is what you said?
Well, we thought it was really cool at the time.
I'm not saying it's not. I just wanted to make sure how mad people would be.
I think one of the weird details, that's just the cyberpunky stuff, I guess. But I think one of the weird details for me is like the vampire teeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why does he have vampire teeth?
He's got bottom teeth as well. It just looked like he had a toothy mouth.
But also, why does it look like he has like really angry frown?
He's evil.
Oh, okay.
That's how you know.
We don't need him right now. We have enough evil.
No, I guess not.
I feel like the Iron Man of 2020 is just like Tony Stark sitting at home in a bathrobe.
I mean,
the shoulder cogs seem very not user-friendly.
How about the hip cog? Where do you fit?
Ooh, the hippocog.
The hippocog sounds like a fossil.
A disease.
And some of this could be thrown. They're just like that crawl weapon on the right hand there, could be thrown.
It looks like a sword.
It was like a throwing star.
I hate this.
I applaud them for like succeeding in making him look pretty evil. I feel like they succeeded in that.
Yeah, I could
tell, like, pretty immediately that this wasn't a good version.
A lot of evil things go for the shoulders. It's often, like, a point of evil for some reason. Pointy shoulders.
That's true. I guess you keep all your evil in your shoulders.
It's like your heart on your sleeve.
Hey! Your heart on your sleeve, your evil in your shoulders.
But I like the chest part with the like the rings that connect. I like that.
Yeah, me too. The belt.
What's going on with the belt, though?
It feels like there are little buttons on the belt.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
It kind of looks like the map you would draw of a room, like if you're trying to redecorate.
Yeah.
The buttons look a little bit, they make me think of Fahrenheit 451, like the technology in that movie. I don't know, it just kind of makes me think of switches and stuff that you would see in that movie.
Why is there a swirl in his chest piece?
And that's the evil, you see.
Oh, I like that.
It's the washing machine again. Evil.
Does he have like a different way of speaking just to sort of highlight that he's evil?
Again, this is not a sound medium. No, not an audio medium.
I mean, did he sound different in the comics?
I mean, how is he written? Like, does he have like words? Does he use words?
I want to tally of how many times Mike has to tell us that this is a written medium.
Only so twice. What's the font? Is the font futuristic as well? Is it always written like that?
The font is actually the Iron Man logo of the time. It's like an old Iron Man logo.
So okay, sure. Only speak in logos?
No, of course not. It's just like this was.
Yeah,
this
but that's
was
my
his
question.
First appearance.
Yeah, is her question zombie? Is about when he usually talks, not on a cover.
He talks normally.
So is he like an exaggeratedly... When he talks, how is he written? Is the question.
Does he use contractions? Does he use big words?
Because I feel like he would be like really like obnoxiously like flashy.
Did we not... Did I gloss over the fact that I read this in 1980 something?
In my head, I'm picturing.
You're not doing your research, is what you're saying.
Young Mike was like, "Shit, gotta remember this. It'll be useful in time."
And now we said flashy, and now I'm picturing all his speech bubbles in like Chicago musical lettering.
I gotta say it. It'll always be weird to me when we reach future years. It's unsettling. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Still hot.
Oh, yay!
Madison Jeffries was a hot, of course.
Yes.
One of our Alpha Flight characters, just dressed in civvies. As promised, here is Madison Jeffries' box armor. He merged with it, and using his metal shaping powers, he could change the body to give it almost any capability.
Oh, he looks so cool! Oh,
man. Those
boots.
He looks
like a fighter pilot.
I like him! Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Take me on a trip.
That's a big hot.
I'm digging the boots. He's got good boots happening.
Those are
digging
amazing.
Everything. The fact that the jeans got tighter.
Yeah, good
the,
jeans.
The, like, sleeves that are rolled up a little, bunched up a little bit. Mm-hmm. The pilot gloves. The everything.
The hair robot is cool. Too.
He reminds me of Dean in Iron Giant, and I am all for it.
I really like it.
That turtleneck.
I feel like the A for Alpha Flight on his shoulder is what it should be. Can we tell the X-Men to please do that and not ridiculously oversized X's?
I'll send the email.
But mostly in action, he would look like that robot. He'd be inside the robot. So what do you think of that?
But in,
when
but
you
in
say
action
in
with
action.
Us, in action with us, he'd look like this. But no, the robot is good too.
I mean, the robot is the medium, but the message. He's
he kind of looks like.
Yep. I like
he
him.
He kind of looks like a slightly evil Baymax.
I don't know.
It's very robot-y.
No like, shit.
I realize how stupid that sounds, but it's very like how I imagine robots.
But he's very manly.
Yeah. I feel like he's so great that I don't care what the robot looks like.
Yeah. It's like the kind of car that my boyfriend drives. I don't care. Is it safe? Is it relatively clean? I'm fine with it.
As long as he looks sexy leaning on it.
I want to see him kick a tire. I feel that'd be nice.
What? Is kicking tire a thing? Kicking a tire is a
thing? You never evaluated the endurance, like the worth of a car by just kicking a tire. That's like, it's a thing. You need to do it.
Well, sure, yeah. But is when it you're... But is it a preliminary? Is it foreplay?
I mean, when he does it, yes.
Really?
It's my equivalent of like picking up a fruit in a grocery store and like smelling it or squeezing it and pretending I know something.
Exactly.
Yes.
But then you kind of lean on it and then you're like, yeah, that's good. Puck, puck with your foot and that's it. You need to kick the tire to make sure that the car is in good condition.
Oh, yeah. Isabel, have you never looked around yourself at the grocery store when you do that? People just stare at you.
It's very seductive.
So much lust.
Especially now.
I think I'm going to buy this melon.
Everyone's like, you better buy that melon. You just touched it.
Yeah, right now.
Still hot.
Okay. Rick Jones was a hot. I think I told you that Rick became a Hulk at one point. In fact, everyone associated with Bruce Banner, whether it's Betty, Rick, even Thunderbolt Ross, became Hulks. His particular version was called A-Bomb and looked more like the Abomination than the Green Hulk.
No.
He had the same rage as that the original Hulk, simple mind. Banner eventually cured him, don't worry.
Dislike.
5-star.
What's going on in his crotch? Why?
I don't hate it.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't hate it either. Like,
I like the word
dragony.
It's kind of like the Beast. That's what it's called, right? The blue dude, the furry blue dude. Mm-hmm. Beast, right? Became a little more like lizardy.
Yeah, it's Dragon Man, the Beast, and Hulk mashed together. They're a love child.
I'd watch that.
It's Three's Company, but with those three.
I don't like all that. Like, he would be so hard to hug, you'd always stab yourself on something.
Is it actually spiky?
It looks spiky, parts of it.
Don't hug him.
I don't mind the spikes on his face, though. It's like a good beard replacement.
Yeah, I like the face.
It reminds me of, like, a reptile, like an iguana or something.
No. Does he hug puppies and bunnies?
You know, I think we were past the bunnies and puppies by the time they did the Incredible Hulks.
Does he have a tail? Because it feels like he should have a tail.
No, I don't think so.
I'd like tail.
Is he called Abe? Like, what is he called?
A-bomb.
Is it short for abomination?
Maybe it's supposed to sound like it, but it's atomic bomb. It's short for atomic bomb.
But there's nothing atomic bombish about it.
Well, bombs usually give them their powers in the first place.
So what does he do?
But I think it is a pun on abomination. I think you're right. What he does is he's super strong and full of rage. He is a Hulk.
Relatable.
Does he roar or does he like not have like the right equipment?
Vocal cords?
Yeah.
He hisses.
Still hot.
So remember Jennifer Kale?
Yes.
Yeah.
How could I
the
forget?
Librarian.
The librarian. So she was a knot. She looked vacuous.
Over-sexualized.
Over-sexualized for a petite young woman. She had two other main looks, if you didn't like that bikini armor. One is as a member of a trio called the Witches, which is a lot more casual.
Can she please tie her pants?
That's so like...
Christina Aguilera.
I had a poster of Britney Spears where she was wearing like shorts, but the first button was unbuttoned and sort of like folded down. And this is what it reminds me of.
Early 2000.
I'm pretty sure I wore this and looked like similar with the long blonde hair in my younger days.
Incredibly time specific.
Yeah, to me the cargo pants and crop top and like 90s vibe feel very Faith from Buffy.
Oh, you're right too, yeah.
I like the tattoo though.
That's hot.
This is better. This is better,
what,
right?
What is the tattoo though?
I kind of hate both.
It looks like a sea serpent. Like those classic sea serpents you see on old maps.
Okay, yeah. I'm having trouble. Can you Photoshop this in a library?
But I feel like it's better, but like we're speaking of over-sexualized, and why do her pants have to be unbuttoned?
Yeah.
Well, here's weird. One maybe not as sexualized. Will you be the judge? It's a more basic superhero sorceress.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it makes more sense.
I love it.
You still have like the breastplate idea.
Still have the moon vagina thing?
Yep.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's less offensive like this because they're decorative, not the only...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cutouts like are cool.
This is more, I feel, in tune with the whole sorceriness of her character because the second one feels like just like a teenager on a Tuesday.
Yeah. She wouldn't be kicked out of a library wearing this.
No.
She looks more powerful.
Yeah.
And like more empowered. You know?
Yeah, fierce, definitely.
I like the lipstick. Is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I even like the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the headpiece.
The hair is great, too.
The headpiece looks more important and more not just placed on her head. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. It's a callback to the first one, which is cool.
Yeah, same for the cape. I like it a lot more, but still a callback to the first one.
I feel like all these evolutions are like the original version, and then there's like, what if the character wore sneakers? And then there's like a callback to the original one, but cooler.
Yeah.
So there's a 90s, early 2000s, we're trying to be cool era of costumes. And then people come to their senses.
Yeah, casual cosplay, not even looking like the original one. And then, okay, we need to track back, guys.
And it's what I was saying earlier. This looks more functional in the sense that it could be worn by an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that
and it's still very sexy, you know. They're not taking away the sexiness. It's just actually wearable.
Yeah, and they have a lot of elements from the first costume. Like I feel it's like they took the first one and said, "Okay, how can we keep the essence of this but make it acceptable?"
I like the detail on the fabric too.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like the woven.
This is better in every.
Oh, I like the checkered pattern on her legs. Really cool.
Yeah. It's hot. It's really hot.
Redeemed.
So our last one is Karnak.
Oh, your favorite Inhuman.
Right, but he was termed a knot with unspectacular costume and a giant head were the problems. More recent appearances by Karnak put less emphasis on his enlarged cranium. So maybe it'll be more to your liking.
No.
It looks like a robot.
No, no, no.
You see? He's wearing sneakers here.
And doing a trendy thing like yoga and meditating.
It feels less ridiculous to me, though.
But really? I feel like if I met this guy, I'd be like, oh, no. I don't want to have
like he's going to judge everything in my life. Like, you're really going to eat that? You're really going to stay on the couch all night? You're really going to let this get to you?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to talk to me about Deepak Chopra or whatever.
I didn't say it was going to be fun.
He definitely drinks kombucha.
Oh my God, he's the biggest drinker of kombucha ever. His stomach is fermenting.
I'm not sure where his beard ends. Like,
what beard?
Well, he has like a mustache situation and it looks like it becomes sort of like a beard. Or is that all his neck and he just has a mustache?
He just has a mustache and the rest is neck.
Well, is that his face or his mask?
Like, what? And
but
what?
I think it's a face, but it's got like stickers on or a makeup thing.
Do like the green lines, though. That I actually really like.
But also, how can you wear a hoodie like this and not look like an idiot?
Every time I've worn a hoodie like this, I always instantly remember why I never do it. Because it always looks stupid.
I just feel like it doesn't look like a hoodie. It looks like a cardigan.
Yeah, it's a cardigan with a hood.
It looks like those cardigans that women wear in offices.
Also, what's going on with his with his wrists? Did he like injure them doing yoga?
I believe those are wraps that you would use in martial arts.
Oh, he's part mummy, you see.
I would point you to The Protector with Tony Jaa, where he's got all those wraps.
I don't know if I like the pants.
They're like every yoga pant looks like this.
For him to be comfortable like that and for the design to be that way in his crotch and his thighs, it needs to be those yoga pants that are like MC Hammer pants. They're really loose on the top and then they get really like stretchy and fitting on after the knee.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
That they taper in.
What's his powers again? That he's like creating like chaos like this?
He's hard.
Isn't he smart?
I don't know what the background image is all about. But normally he finds a weakness in something and strikes it and it falls apart. It's like super martial arts.
No, he found a weakness in that city. He just...
You don't recycle!
To be fair, and probably because I am a victim of the cardigan with a hood, I don't mind it. I don't mind it probably because I used to have plenty of them.
I do like that there's more color in the new version, though.
I do like the colors for the most part. It's just like the browniness on the pants that I could, you know, take or leave, but I do like the colors.
Enjoy the palette. I don't want to be his friend.
Yeah, exactly. I love the look. I think he looks good. I liked him before. I liked it still, but I would not want to have a conversation with that guy.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the time when they redesigned the Clue board game and they made all the characters like current sort of people. And everyone was wearing like current day clothes and being like a young 20-something. And it was awful and everyone looked like a douchebag. That.
Still not.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world.
Great comics come in all shapes and sizes.
Coming soon from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
It's Digest Cast, a new show dedicated to our beloved pocket-sized treasures from that bygone era of the 70s and 80s.
Hosted by the Fire and Water podcast team of Rob and Shag, and we'll be joined from time to time by special guests.
It's Digest Cast, because big things come in small packages.
Coming soon to the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag.
Woo! That'd be like the bags under our eyes.
Jesus. We're talking about episode 57, Karma, Karnak, Carnilla, and Kazar. So let's start with Karma. Chris Franklin says, I can see the giant screw, but he means the belt, but I'm thinking it looks like she's using a railroad crossing sign as a belt buckle.
Yeah, totally.
She's a giant.
It weighs more than her. Ange says, those are some oddly spindly feet, almost like a fawn's hoof than a human foot. Never quite like the power set. She always seemed to open up her main body to an attack while she's concentrating on using the other person. Jonathan Riddle says, powers that are confusing and scary for the user. That's what the X-Men are all about.
It's a metaphor for puberty.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Always. Mike Dina says, sounded like a real fne. Just say the catchphrase. Okay. Bradley Null says, Karma, along with Jericho and the New Teen Titans, was part of my first deep moral comic book discussion, as I felt and still feel there are some serious moral issues with possession.
I don't think I've ever had a deep moral conversation about a comic book except here.
This is the forum, but nerds have them all the time. Tim Price says, maybe Karma being so slim helps her blend into her surroundings. Sort of a Karma chameleon, And then he says, yes, I thought of that before hearing the sound clip, Siskoid, because obviously I made the same joke.
Wait, who was this? Who said that?
Tim.
Oh, I thought it was Ange, because it was a bad pun.
But both Tim and Ange, Tim, Ange, and Martin Gray are just in a competition to out-pun the group.
Well, I love it.
Little do they know. Let's talk about Karnak. Chris Franklin says, poor hydrocephalic-headed Karnak. You almost had the ladies, but, you know, buy a 10-gallon hat. Ange says, his position looks like he's doing some sort of forbidden dance or flash mob. Never got over that big head. Not sure why he needed that little character flourish. But I will never be able to look at him like some blustering French person. I'm imagining him singing Les Poissons from Little Mermaid.
It's the mustache.
Jonathan Riddle says, a comic book podcast that speculates about Karnak's penis. It must be time for another installment of Ohatmu or Not. So this is the original content you all crave. Mike Dinas quotes, he has toughened every striking surface on his body, and then says, that is disturbing.
It also feels like something a teen boy would try to do.
Yes, how does a person go about doing something like that at every striking surface? Well, obviously, I think Mike has not seen King Boxer / Five Fingers of Death, which is the American title. The kung fu movies, it goes, weep, 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 you know, all that stuff. If you want to build up your hands, you got to stuff them in burning coal. And that's, you know, it's like there are so many martial arts movies about toughening up parts of your body.
It doesn't sound pleasant, though. I'll agree to that.
Yeah.
You got to suffer for your art. Let's look at Carnilla. Ange says, why is she loved by Robin Shag from the network? Because she likes her men balder. That's a balder joke. These costumes are both Kirby and Simonson at their peak. I like the headgear, but not as much as Hela's. Her discussion included perhaps my favorite moment ever when Shotgun said, I'll say what no one else will say, and then it was nothing that anyone was thinking. And what she was thinking, I nearly spit my coffee onto my laptop. Incredible. And then he uses his usual hashtag, bang bang. Norse religion expert Gene Hendricks says, one of the more interesting characters that Stan and Jack added to the mythos. Yes, I say added, because Carnilla and Nornheim are not part of Norse lore. The Norns are. But those are like the Norse version of the three fates. The actual Norns are known as the weavers of destiny and take the threads of our lives and weave them into the tapestry of reality. But they have nothing, Carnilla and all that have nothing to do with the Norns.
Oh, that's interesting.
Jonathan Riddle here now says, now here is why Ohatmu or Not is my favorite Fire and Water show.
Aw.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Rest of the shows.
He says, I love John Buscema's run on Thor, and I love drag shows. I never once thought to draw a line of comparison to them before now, between the outlandish wardrobe worn by Carnilla, Hela, Baldur, and Odin. What if all of Asgard in the Marvel Universe was just a giant cosmic drag show? Brings a new meaning to the Rainbow Bridge, doesn't it?
I love it!
Let's make it a show.
I want that version to be made.
10 out of 10.
Mike Dana says, I enjoyed the entire conversation for a character that I know nothing about. From sorceress not wearing pants to a temperate crotch, I learned a whole lot from the ladies' talk. And I do have a serious question. What's the point of having a skirt so sheer? I don't get it, but maybe I'm not supposed to. Fashion is not my strong suit.
You know how when you're sleeping, sometimes it's nice to just have a sheet on you, even if you're really warm. Maybe it's just for comfort.
Or just like mystery.
Mystery, it's transparent. Look.
I know, but like, just like, it could be fabric, but it's not. I don't know.
I like having like flowy fabric around me, so I get it. But I think sometimes fashion doesn't have a point, and that is the point.
Yes, I agree.
Or it's just to provoke people.
Sometimes you can get like really sheer nightgowns. It's just kind of like a thing you have on, but it's completely really see-through, but it's kind of like a thing. That's kind of what I'm imagining here.
Yeah, it's for modest, clearly.
Yes, very much.
Let's talk about Kazar. Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, George of the Jungle was someone's sexual awakening? I'm not even sure what to say to that.
What do you mean you don't know what to say? Have you seen the movie?
Yes, it's you must clear. Just agree.
You must not be attracted to men, because then it would be clear.
There is that. There is that. I think Brendan Fraser is a sex symbol for a certain generation, which you are maybe a part of.
Yeah.
My God.
The Mummy. Like, can we just...
George of the Jungle was my first exposure to Brendan Fraser, and hopefully my only till my dying day.
I mean, his acting, he acts like he's like 10 years old, so I don't get it as a sexual thing.
No. Okay, when he goes to the city.
All of his roles, he's just like this naive boy from a small town.
He has a specific scene.
No.
Scene with the horses?
He goes to the city, and he goes to a wedding. And all of the men are like, why are the women looking at the horses? I don't get what's the thing with the horses. And they're all leaning on the fence, looking at George, who's running majestically with hair flowing in the wind. He's got a button-up shirt that's opened up, and he's just running with the horses.
It sounds like your version of a D.H. Lawrence poem or something.
It's amazing.
It's
a horse and like is gentle with it.
It's like the pure animal sexuality that we have. Like, it's not the intellect. It's just the like, damn, sexual energy thing.
That's what I don't see.
Primal.
I don't think of him that way at all. Even though most of his career is, you know, bare-chested or with an open shirt.
Don't think of his career, Mike. Think of the horses.
He learns how to attract women from ape. It's literally like animal attraction, because when there's a scene in the movie when he's trying to like seduce her around the fire.
And it's Mr. Night. Bombastic who plays? Yeah.
He's like dancing around the fire and trying to bring her to come dance. And then he starts throwing leaves around.
I think
we need a watch party.
We
need a watch party of George of the Jungle and the Mummy.
Oh my God, is it on a platform that we have access to?
I'm sure it isn't.
I'm checking. It's not on Netflix, though.
I just Googled it because I couldn't like quite remember what it looks like. And he's described as a jungle hunk. So.
All right. Hopefully this puts...
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on a Disney party.
So everyone at home, go have your own sexual awakening.
Does Disney know this is erotica?
Don't tell them. They'll take it down.
They'll just extend his hair to hide his body.
His man nipples.
They took away the bit where he throws leaves.
Hopefully Mike W. has more of a context now. That explains it. Let's move on. Chris Franklin says, other than the great Wade Kubert run back in the 90s, Kazar seemed a bit meh to me. He's just a bit too close to the Burroughs source material. Shana and Zabu are much more interesting, even if Shana is a super thinly veiled ripoff of Sheena. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ange says, never quite got into either Kazar or Tarzan or the derivatives. Plunder seems a bit off-putting given his colonial/savior aspects of these sorts of characters. That seems outdated. And that is the problem with all the Tarzan types. Jonathan Riddle says, looks like Kazar is doomed to join the ranks of Big Daddy, the Lone Ranger, and the Green Hornet as a hero overshadowed by a superior sidekick. Mm. Also, I appreciate thoughtful discussions about outdated colonial jingoism in popular fiction amidst all the crotch arrows and bulge talk.
Well, that's what you get when I'm involved.
It's our brand.
We love a good balance here.
Clearly.
If you know what I mean.
Balance isn't sexual. No, don't do that with your hands. That's not, no.
Balls and balance.
You'll just have to, at home, you'll have to imagine the mime that just happened.
But if you don't. I wish I could both. Not.
It fit both for balls and for tits. It's perfect.
There you go.
I mean, no, because his hands were too wide open for balls. That's scary.
With hands wide open.
Loves kids are Zaboo's giant balls. All right. Mike Dana says, it was nice to hear that a well-muscled naked man doesn't automatically get a hot.
Never.
No, I never thought I would have had to bring this up, but I had an art teacher who taught the class the difference between nude and naked based on looking at Renaissance paintings. To your question about can you be naked with socks? Apparently, nude is a state of being where clothes are never considered or are just not natural. Naked is when clothes are the normal state, but not fully present. My art teacher would have said, yes, you can be naked with socks on. To
well,
me,
your art teacher must have had a sad sex life.
To me, it sounded like my art teacher was trying to explain the shame we feel when caught with our pants down.
That's actually super interesting. I like
it a lot.
I mean, you could have a shirt and no pants and still feel naked.
That Winnie the Pooh situation.
Because you're exposed, you know. Yeah, while nude, yeah. In the nude, you do not feel exposed. And you're just in a natural state. Gothos Mansion says, I'm a bit surprised that the girls were so meh on Kazar. I have a friend who dabbles in comics reading now, but only bought one growing up. And it was Kazar.
Was it their sexual awakening?
I think so. I tease her that she only bought it because it starred a scantily clad dude. No judgment. But, you know, that was back in the pre-internet days when VCRs were still very uncommon. That was even before Ohotmu. We had to find our hot somewhere. And then we have Tim Price, who says, it's nice they gave Zabu's human friend an entry.
Oh, my goodness.
Some miscellaneous thoughts. Jonathan Riddle says, issue six recap, as we did look at the cover and just had memories, says, I love the fact amidst so many larger-than-life characters that Rick Jones and Madison Jeffries got so much love and attention. It gives normal guys hope as we strive to impress the normal and wonderful women in our lives. Damn those guys with the superpowers that get all the women. Mike Dana says, I came for the naughty jokes and stayed for the kangaroo and human baby gestational information.
Welcome.
And Ange gave us a shout out on Twitter because he got his Ohotmu shirt, which is as good a place as any to mention that we do have merch. It's on the Fire and Water Podcast Network merch page.
Can I just say that we've had merch for like 3 years, and I went for a walk and took a picture of myself in my Ohotmu sweatshirt and then posted it on social media, and then Ange went and ordered a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or t-shirt, whatever, yeah. And I feel like such a social media mogul.
Yeah, you're an influencer, man.
I have a sweater and I've worn it a lot and it's still very
I'll ask for sizes again and try to do that in the next month.
I use my travel cups a lot, but Jose, if you really want to order something, let me know, because my tank top is a bit too boobalicious to my taste. So I mean, with a sports bra, it's fine.
More boobs.
When
more
I'm home. But I would like to have a shirt I could wear more in public.
I didn't put any limits on the merch. So it's everything that TeePublic has. You can have like notebooks and you can have cushions and you can
have a tote.
Tote bag, yeah. So there's all sorts. On their like phone covers and their stickers. I just want to say also that this show is on Spotify. Still mentioning it because some people use that. Maybe have not heard the message yet, but all the Fire and Water shows are on Spotify if you prefer to listen that way rather than Apple Podcasts. Before we go, we have to mention also that the Fire and Water Podcast Network has a Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards. And if you're supporting this show specifically, and you can just ask for that at a certain money level, $5, I think, the girls get to throw you a compliment, a custom compliment. And we have our usual list. But this time I thought maybe it's fun, since it is the Sambuca special, and we haven't really talked about any kind of booze other than in the introduction.
Drinking. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, you're drunk. And to make it fun, we will describe you as if you were alcoholic drinks. So how about throwing a compliment at Anne-Marie Bernier?
Oh, tangy?
I wanted to say something with tea, if that even exists.
It doesn't. Stop talking.
Gross.
I mean, technically, she would be a crème de menthe.
Yeah. It's definitely something that you're going to regret drinking the next day.
Yeah, I think it's something that, so it's a little tangy, but not too abrasive or anything, and you just drink way too much of it without thinking, and then the next day you're like, oh, damn it, Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie is definitely a stinger too many. Monsieur Luc.
Subtle?
Well balanced.
Can there be like a huge ice cube in it?
In a tall glass.
There can.
I imagine like an old whiskey.
Oh, in a tall whiskey. I like the tall glass.
A tall glass with whiskey in it.
It is Amel.
Oh, she's something fruity.
Exotic.
Oh,
no pineapple.
What's that drink you made once?
Gonna have to be more specific.
Yeah, adios, motherfuckers.
Adios, motherfucker was a classic.
Adios, motherfucker.
That's my divorce drink.
I think you're clearly like a mixed drink with lots of different types of alcohol in it, and you can taste them all.
It's turquoise. It's definitely turquoise.
Yeah, it's the blue Curacao that makes it turquoise.
Yeah,
exactly.
Next up, Jean Hendrix.
I think it's like a classic.
I feel like a craft beer.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a microbrewery craft beer.
Is it like an IPA?
Yeah.
I'd be, yeah.
Yeah, like a nice, easy drinkable IPA.
And our friend from British Columbia, Mike Danis.
Can it be something like spicy?
Yeah, those drinks that are like, that have kind of a, either like Tabasco in or like some chili powder, like just something that you're like, oh, this is different, but spicy. I like it.
Yeah, spicy beans.
And that is it for the show. So say goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
He would sort of talk like this. I mean, he was played by people in the movies.
Is he in a movie?
Pee-pee breaks?
No, not exactly. I do need a, like, movement break, though.
Like bowel movement?
No, like I need to move from my chair, so I'll just go open the windows.
Okay.
Take your minute while we tape a blooper.
Excellent.
Oh, no, that's so much pressure.
Well, we're not going to do anything. I'm going to use the bowel movement one.